When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Coming up, we will get to They Said It and go over what they said over the weekend. But we have to interrupt right now because we're joined by Al Iafrati. Al, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I brought you up earlier, and Curtis was practically giddy.
Oh, your slap shot saved my childhood. Loved it.
Nice.
Well, great to meet you, Al.
Like my wife says, it's the only thing you're good at. And you know what I say? I'm like, well, at least I'm good at something.
Right. There you go.
Yeah. What was fastest you ever got to?
The fastest I ever
clocked.
Shot. Oh, 106.7.
Holy cow.
Pretty good.
But the record that Chara broke that I had for whatever a long time was 105.2. But before, they used to have a skills contest for every team, and then the top guys, like in the fastest skater, breakaway goalies for the breakaway, sharp shooting, which Ray would always win, you had to qualify. So they would do a skills contest in each city, and then the top four guys in each category would go to the All-Star game for the skills contest, and you would truly see the hardest and fastest shooters and skaters. Mm. But then after a while, they just, the guys that were on the All-Star team, they would pick. So when they first started doing that skills contest, it was, there'd be 70 guys, you know, maybe 10 of them were true All-Stars and won whatever event that they participated in at their team's skills contest, and then the top guys would go. So there'd be guys there that weren't All-Stars, but the fastest guys in the league. So I like that format better because you're truly seeing the best of the best instead of a coach that thinks that that guy's fast, but he's not.
Yeah, you know, Wiggy wants to do away with all All-Star games and skills competitions, and he thinks it's a waste of time.
Yeah, it's different. It seems to be different just watching it as a fan now, because when I first, my first All-Star game, it was like a black tie dinner, and it was something that, like, you were really excited about doing. And, you know, everyone wanted to win that car. It wasn't fun being a defenseman because everyone was trying to win the car, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But or a goalie. But, you know, now it just seems like guys, they don't even want to do it, right?
Right.
It's in every sport.
See, to me, it's more the game and the competitiveness that's gone. I do watch the skills in hockey because I enjoy that. I remember as a kid watching Mike Hunter, who used to be considered the fastest skater,
Pavel Bure
for Washington. And what I would say the difference back when you did it, we were using those wooden 2x4 coho sticks now compared to these sticks that these guys have where the flexes ridiculous. What do you think you'd shoot now at one of these sticks?
I get asked that a lot. It would be, I guess, my big advantage was I was a big guy. I played at 230, and I was always in, I'd qualify for the fastest skater. I was always in the fastest skater and hardest shooter. And all the other guys that were in the fastest skater were probably 190 to 200. Mm-hmm. Like, I was the bigger guy in a fast skating competition. So look at that as I'm a bigger guy. That's just E equals MC squared, right? So I'm a bigger guy taking a slap shot. And my big advantage was I could get a really stiff wood stick to flex a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And my advantage with these new sticks is gone, because now they can design sticks that'll flex a lot for guys that can't flex it as much. But it doesn't necessarily, I don't think the graphite, personally, I'm a contrarian because I've worked in the stick industry for 15 years. I don't think that, personally, that you shoot the puck, especially with a slap shot, harder with a composite stick.
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
Snapshot, definitely. Everyone's snapshot increased, you know, on a bigger percentage, but it's kind of like a guys that run a 4.240. It's really hard to get down to a 3.840 because no one's ever done that, right?
Right, right.
So 4.2 is like,
yeah, that's
like the pinnacle of being fast, where once you get over 105 miles an hour, trying to get a big percentage gain is going to be very tough to do because you're at the tip of the spear, right? Mm. You're at the highest. Or
probably hard for you to say, but I'm going to hold you.
109 is the answer, though.
109 is the answer. 109.
Because Chara's record is 108. So I would go.
Five toughest guys you played against.
Oh, geez. That's a great, great question. Mario Lemieux.
Wow.
And I look at, when you say tough, I look at it as just a guy where you've got to gauge when he's going to turn, make his move, how hard he is to defend because of his offensive skill. So there's guys that are really hard to play against that are skilled, and then there's guys that are hard to play against, like Cam Neely, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So Cam Neely, Mario Lemieux, Ray Bourque. I mean, God bless him. Claude Lemieux was a really hard guy to play against.
Yeah, yeah.
And I look at hockey as when I watch teams play and they say this team's great, that team's great, skill. You know, that's the big thing now in the NHL. Everyone's like, skill, 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 skill. Skill is great, but you can go back, because I was a skilled player. I was a big guy that didn't fight a lot. I would fight, but it's very, very hard to, it's very hard to, you know, figure out what's harder to play against, skill or toughness, because of, you know, how a guy is going to punish you or you're going to try to punish him and what the repercussions are going to be, you know. But at the end of the day, you can go back through the history of hockey, and the teams that win the Stanley Cup are the teams that are the hardest team to play against, man for man. And, you know, you've got to have it. You can go back to the 50s. The teams that win the Cup are the overall toughest teams.
We used to have you on the old show with LB.
Yep.
Last week we talked a little bit about LB, and he and his wife donated his brain to science, and they came back with a CTE diagnosis, like level 3 CTE diagnosis.
When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And you brought up Claude Lemieux. Does the NHL need to do something when it comes to guys and protecting them?
You know, that's a great question. I don't have an answer for it. I mean, it's because it's the repetitiveness. It isn't like the one time when I got knocked out and broke my cheekbone in a fight. It might not necessarily be that occurrence. It's the repetitiveness of it happening
more than once,
time after time after time. Every time you get hit, you know, and your head gets jarred, it's doing damage, and it's kind of the nature of that sport, right? So what can you do? What do you do? Turning it, you know,
it's the beauty of the sport, and so to change it, you're going to completely alter the game.
Yeah, it's like, how can you make it so you don't hit? I don't think you can.
But I think, like, you know, from talking to Chris, how do you say his
Nowitzki.
Last name? Nowitzki. He said, in football, it's about the unnecessary practice hits. I know in hockey, you guys are probably not banging and hitting each other as much in practice. Where in the games, like you were saying, it's just part of the beast. But if you can eliminate some of those hits in practices, which they've done in football, is obviously going to help you. But I think at the end of the day, it's more of the players knowing and then that player making the decision if this is something that he wants to do or, you know, as when he first gets into the league. I've seen a couple guys in the NFL retire early or walk away. So it's really more based on whether or not the player wants to, you know, roll the dice.
And Al, would you change anything? Would you have not played knowing that what happened to LB and others? Are you concerned that, you know, in hindsight, you may have made a decision or the game has done so much for you, you're happy that you took that risk?
Yeah, I would do it again. I mean, you're chasing a dream, right? There's a, you know, you're on the road together every day, the skates, the games, the training camps, the training in the summer, you know, the, just that way of life. You know, I didn't know what it was like before I made it, but then when I did make it, you know, the sense of urgency in everything you do is, you know, maybe it's just me, but I've done a lot of things and I've been successful after hockey, but nothing, you know, I day trade stocks. I make a big hit on a stock. It's not, it doesn't feel anything like.
It's not the same thing.
No, it's not. It's because you're competing against another human being and you are both trying to achieve the same thing and like the rush of.
So you don't make a good trade and then go run and check your neighbor or something?
Hey, Bill!
cross-check him.
No. I think to a lot of coaches' dismay, I'm like a guy that looks way more intimidating than he is and more serious.
You were pretty intimidating.
But I'm pretty laid. I'm like the dude on The Big Lebowski. I'm just, I abide. I'm
the dude abides. The dude abides.
Don't let him give you a hard time. Greg made a bad bet on the metaverse.
It was great. Did you enjoy your time here?
I loved it. Unfortunately, I loved being a Boston Bruin. You know, when I was 12 years old, I grew up in Detroit. Hockey night in Canada, Boreas Salming was like the first European superstar. So I wanted to be Boreas Salming because we'd always see the CBC games because it was hockey night in Canada on Wednesday and Saturday nights. And in Detroit, you'd get Channel 9 from Windsor. So I'd watch Boreas and I was like, man, I want to be Boreas Salming. And then I got drafted by Toronto, and he was my partner. We were roommates. was like a dream come true. When I was 16, I wanted to be Ray Bourque because Ray Bourque was the hot shot rookie, you know, defenseman in the NHL. And, you know, Ray Bourque is Ray Bourque, right? And then I got traded to Boston and got to play with Ray Bourque. And it was like, you know, am I the luckiest guy in the world or what?
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, to answer your question, it's being a Boston Bruin. Unfortunately, my body was, when I got here, I was pretty... I was on, I don't know, my sixth knee surgery. I hurt my knee quickly after I got traded here and, you know, had to have surgery. And then things happened with me because you can use a team doctor or you can go outside and use another doctor. And I went down to Health South in Birmingham, Alabama, Clancy Andrews, everyone, you know, the guys who do the arms and knees of all the athletes.
Yeah, Dr. James Andrews.
And, Harry didn't like that, and you know, went to arbitration, and I won, and
you didn't like
that
either.
That was the end of that. But I love being a Boston Bruin. It's like it's what a great sports town, and how the fans, the culture of the fans in Boston. It was awesome. Unfortunately, you know, I wasn't the man I once was when I got here as a hockey player, and I felt like I helped the team and stuff like that. They traded a great player for me. They traded Joe Juneau, right?
Yes.
For
Joey
me.
Joey Juneau.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be able to redeem yourself out here on the course at Granite Links today.
That's right.
Yeah, so what's your handicap?
I don't know. I'm just good.
Okay.
The opposite of shy.
All right, Al. Well, it's really nice of you to take some time with us.
It was awesome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. What do you got, dip or zin in the pocket? I'm a dip guy. Are you a zin guy? Or?
I'm a rogue. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll either one.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever's there, whatever's free, it's for me.
Okay. All right, Al Iafredi,
awesome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We will be right back with They Said It coming up next.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's infinitely refreshing!